Hello, you're listening to One Newsman and a Web Guy with a twist this week. No newsman. Newsman has some trouble with the police at the moment.
Oh, that's awkward.
Haven't heard from him. We'll skip over that. He's on holidays. Stepping in, special guest host this week, Darren.
Thank you. Fantastic to be here.
Do we call you the ad man?
No, Darren's.
Darren?
Darren's nice. I never actually liked my name when I was a kid because all the cool kids at school had a name like Shane or Tim. Timothy was a cool name. Darren was always like Darren. So I prefer Rusty, which is my second name.
I can roll with Rusty.
You can roll with Rusty. Yeah. So Rusty.
You are like a nickname guy.
Yeah.
But
well,
we work in the same building and I knew your nickname before I knew your real name.
Yeah. Well, so, isn't it interesting? Because, yeah, people say he's Dags, which is no one ever calls me Dags apart from the people I work with. So
okay.
If you're out in public, someone says, hey, Dags, my wife goes, what's that person calling you?
You lead a secret life
under
a different pseudonym.
Yeah, no, I don't. But thank you. It's nice to be here.
You're a man who knows a lot about the world, and that's what we get. That's what we do. A couple of stories we need to look at this week. You're going to help me unpack them, dissect them. This one I love, and you might have caught this. Everybody on Hawaii thought they were about to die.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A couple of weeks ago when a missile alert was sent to everyone on the island.
Yep.
It happened a couple of weeks ago, but we're still finding out what happened in those 40 minutes after they were told they were about to die.
Yes.
But before... Sorry, guys, it was a false alarm message went out. There was 40 minutes sheer terror.
That's a long time. You'd want to finish your meal if you were, you know, having a meal somewhere and you paid good money for it.
That's what you do?
And what if you didn't? What if you're not, you're one of those few, perhaps, that didn't receive the alarm and you're watching everyone around you either stab the person next to them, break into a bank, make love to a beautiful woman on the table next to you? What if you, like, you'd be going, what's going on? Is the world coming to an end? And perhaps 40 minutes of that. Yeah, people in their hotels charging up the porno channel, you know, getting as much in as they possibly could. So, yeah, the idea that could even happen in this day and age, I mean, that could have been a false alarm for the big one, the big bomb. And then all the big powers press their button and go, off we go. Oh, sorry, Jerry, Jerry in communications, that was a false alarm. So
exactly. I mean, that's a good point. Luckily, like, did Donald Trump think, oh, there's a bomb on the way. I'm going to send my bombs. Like, how did that not happen?
Well, he's big button. He's got a big red button.
Yeah.
As he puts it. Can I ask you, just as an aside, what would you do with those last 40 minutes of life? And be as honest as you can.
I know the answer straight away. I would just be a blubbering mess in the corner for 40 minutes.
Would you?
Yeah. And this is what we discover now. In those 40 minutes, and the reports are still coming through, I've got a few here. People were running onto the fields in the middle of kids' soccer games saying, kids, there's a bomb on the way.
Oh, God.
And, like, how do we... And they had to explain to their kids.
Terror. Oh, God.
Terrible. Interesting what
Wouldn't
you said.
Wouldn't you wait till halftime?
I guess it depends how far into the game.
Yeah, I guess
it's
so.
You'd be relieved
if you were the guy that was meant to bring the oranges and you didn't.
off the hook.
And you're off the hook.
Interesting what you said about what would you do? Quickly tell me what you'd do.
Well, hang on. I'm asking you because a bit of a surprise question. I'm clueless. That's why I thought I'd ask you.
Yeah, well, that was my honest answer.
Was it? You'd do that. You're a blubbering mess?
You don't know what you would do.
Wait for the soccer results.
You do not know what you would do.
It's hard, isn't it, to work out what to do. I've seen a couple of end-of-the-world movies where there's, you know, the end is imminent. And it always seems to be chaos, sex, drugs, rock and roll and gunfire. So I don't know what I'd do. If I had my family with me, we would certainly probably not do too dissimilar to you. We'd bunch up in a circle, tell each other we loved each other and hold on.
Good answer.
But perhaps finish our meal. Or I'd order lobster if we were in a restaurant.
Ooh,
Nail that.
Yeah.
Everyone get that down. And you know what? The kids would still want dessert, and that would be the one time I would say, okay, gang, we're having dessert, but we've got 10 minutes left because the lobster took too long to come out.
Yeah. But we're not going to have to pay the bill, so...
No. But, yeah, God, it's bizarre, isn't it? And that there, I wonder how many people said terrible things to their partners or their friends, or or how many people were truly honest in that moment. How many people asked someone else to marry them? How many people said, I hate you instead of I love you, I've always hated you? You know, all those variables. And how many people on that island?
Yeah, well, heaps. And, yeah, and, like, tourists, locals, everyone, there were famous people over there. But here's what one guy did. This guy was on the golf course when he got the alert. He recorded a video of himself saying, what? If you get this, it means that, you know, I died in the bomb. But I just shot par on the last hole. and I'm going to keep going in my game. And he kept playing.
Wow. That's like an air marshal. That guy is just cool.
Cool.
Under pressure.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the guy that sent the message to everyone.
Well,
and he's trying to get some sponsorship now because he's out of jail.
I think we know who sent the message, and he had. We've seen screenshots of the screen he was looking at because it was meant to be a drill. Here's the one to push.
There's
a computer screen with 10 links on it, and he's got to click the right one, the one that says drill.
He's missed
the one that said drill.
So he's got that little hand, the mouse, the Microsoft mouse.
Yes.
He's got that. So that's in control of the entire world.
Yeah.
Right? This little hand, and it's so fat that sometimes if the space isn't big enough between those particular links, it's easy to click the wrong one.
But there must be a are you sure you want to send this message? Yes or no? Oh, yeah, no, I definitely do.
Yeah, but he thought if he'd clicked it, and that message had come up, he would have said, well, what are you asking me for? I've already clicked it. Yeah. So
he's on autopilot.
But wouldn't you ask somebody, you know, if you go to the checkout and just say if you go to a supermarket and you give them $100, normally the young lady or the young gent at the checkout says, oh, just cashing $100 or I've got $100. They probably don't talk like that. I just threw that in there. But they probably say, oh, I've got $100, just cashing $100, and somebody else looks at it.
Mm-hmm.
And
they go, okay.
That goes in the till.
Yeah.
And that way they know it's legit.
Yeah.
And then somebody else, I don't even know why they do that. They don't do it for a $10 bill, so why do it for a $100 bill? But that's a double check that this is $100. Yeah. Perhaps $100 looks like another note. I don't know.
Maybe.
But that's why they do it. So
second set of eyes, wouldn't it?
So somebody should have said, Gary, sitting next to Jerry, mate, can you just check this off?
Yes.
Or Barbara?
Yeah.
Barb's, can you have a look at this? She goes, yeah, you're coming over tonight for drinks. We're having a float party with the flamingos in our pool. But can you just check this off and come to the party after? No worries. So,
hey, here's one thing. I bet you they do it next time.
Oh, do you think there'll be a next time? What if it happened again?
They've got to keep doing drills. What we do know is we're seen inside the control center.
Yes.
Where the gaffe happened, and a photo of the guy who did the blooper standing in front of his computer. I guess it was a bit of PR, you know, rescue job.
Yes.
Let the cameras inside, let them know that, hey, this isn't like complete amateur hour.
Yep.
Despite what it might seem. And then what that revealed was they were doing that thing where on the control computer that sends out these missile warnings, they had their password to the computer stuck to the screen on a post-it note. You know how people might do that? You know, you don't remember what your password is, so you keep your password stuck on your computer, which is fine for most people, but most people don't control the emergency alert system for a nuclear warning.
Wow.
So, I don't know, it's Hawaii, they're relaxed. That's what we love about it.
You think they're sitting there with their flowery shirts?
He was wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, God.
All right.
Have you been to Hawaii? Sorry, can I ask?
No, I haven't been. And to be honest, I'm not sure I would now.
No, because of that?
Oh, well, you know, what are the chances it would happen again? But
well, you know the sirens work, so that's a fair deal.
Yeah, yeah. I might just stick to Victor Harbour. They got a beach.
That's nice. No sirens, though.
No. Nah. Well, but, yeah.
Little. Anyway. Yeah.
Darren, are you aware of the Tide Pod Challenge?
Darren. Yes, that's me. No, I don't.
Taking the world by storm, taking at least the US by storm, and hey, you know, that's where everything starts. It's big in the US, it'll be big here soon.
Yep.
Tide Pod is essentially a packet of detergent to put in a washing machine. You look baffled. I wish I could properly describe the look on your face.
It's just not what I imagined before I walked into this room. What are you talking about? That. Did you say Tide Pod?
Yes.
Okay. Tide Pod.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
You put this device, this package, what have you, in your washing machine. Uh-huh. Continue.
Uh-huh. It's like a, I think it's similar to a dishwashing tablet. It's wrapped up in a plastic that dissolves and all the chemicals come out of it once the machine's running.
Yeah, so it's a dishwashing liquid.
Yeah, but they put them in a washing machine in America. Yeah. It's a brand Tide Pod.
Yep, dissolves, liquid comes out, washes clothes, happy days.
Yeah.
Picture of you holding up a kid's white shirt that was once black doing a commercial.
So you're already writing the ad for it.
Tide Pod.
You certainly don't eat them.
No.
Except that people are.
Oh. Well, times are tough. It depends on what you...
the economy.
If you can get a pack of those, and there's probably 12 or 13 in a pack, and it's, say, $5 or $6 US, and then you get five or six, say, dumplings in a pack, and that's $12 US, what are you going to eat? You're going to eat the Tide Pods as opposed to the dumplings because they're expensive and they're not filling. So the Tide Pod sounds like it could be quite filling if prepared properly.
Yeah, flawless logic, except that they are poisonous and they will kill you.
Yeah, well, that's the downside. There's a downside to everything.
Yeah, that is the...
You get cholesterol from the dumplings if you fry them. So there's all... You got to weigh that stuff up.
Yep, you do. And a lot of people are weighing it up and making the wrong call, in my humble opinion. You know these online crazes?
Yes.
So they film themselves eating the Tide. You put the Tide Pod in your mouth.
No, they're not doing that.
You film it.
Are they really doing it? I thought it was just poor people who didn't see the packaging.
No. You do it on purpose, upload it. And the trick is to kind of like put it in your mouth and then I guess like get it out again before you die.
Oh, God, that's just...
So...
It's very America, is it? No, I can't say that. We can't say
no,
that.
Well, he, no,
well... Some silly people.
Here's a US stat. So this is US. It is American. You're right. At least 39 reports of US teenagers intentionally eating laundry pods in the first 15 days of this year.
Wow. So do you think it's a monkey see, monkey do mentality that people go, I'll have a crack at that because I saw it on YouTube and that person's got, you know, 2,000 subscribers, half of which are dead. And I want to be famous even that for that fleeting moment. And these things are only $6 for 12. Well, I can't believe people do it on purpose.
They do look kind of nice. They're like shiny. They're kind of like shiny little packets with like a like half red, half blue. They do look appealing. I think probably the business should just make them look uglier.
Yeah. So or a big skull.
Yeah.
It's a big skull on the packet. It says this is death in a pod.
Yeah.
But your washing will love it. What about food for your washing if they change the whole thing about that? You know, what about the Tide's gone out on stains? And then they you throw a bunch of these in. Booyah.
Yeah, yeah. I like how you've taken the whole phenomenon and commercialized it. It's good. It's better than where it was heading, which is basically the emergency room because kids are doing it. The company had to do their own campaign. So they are doing a campaign to explain to people not to eat them.
Who would even think of this? I mean, as a company, you go, okay, well, we've got our product, we've got our distribution, we've got our marketing going, we've priced it right, we're solving a problem in the market, we've got this incredible product, let's get it out there. Mm-hmm. And some buttheads are eating them, and then you've got to change tact on everything. What a brand damager.
But is it? Because to be honest with you, I'm thinking we don't have Tide Pods in Australia, but everyone is, you know, finding out about Tide Pods. They're going to come here. This is like a PR coup.
This sounds like an immigration issue. You seem to be really on. How are they getting here?
Just let them in, man. Just let the Tide Pods.
Just let them in.
The video they tweeted explaining not to eat them. It's just that alone had many millions of views.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't buy. You can't buy that kind of reach.
Oh, it is some PR, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I hadn't, until you mentioned it again, maybe because I'm not as savvy as you are, but I hadn't heard of the Tide Pods. But perhaps I'll ask my kids. I said, hey, you guys heard of the Tide Pod Challenge? It's like the cinnamon challenge, except you could die.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, when the world went crazy for the ice bucket challenge.
Oh, and a good cause, though.
Good cause.
Yes.
Raise a lot of money.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like that, except it's raising no money for no cause.
It's not
people
doing
are
anything.
Dying.
How would you feel, though, if those people, if it was raising money, and those idiots were stupid enough to do it, if they were raising money for charities and disabled kids and stuff like that. So people sacrificing their life to do a challenge that's going to benefit a kid who can't walk or someone who's dying. I don't mind that. I'd consider that.
There's got to be a better way, is what I'd say.
But if you're stupid enough to do it, at least do it for a good cause. That's all I'm saying. I'm just
yep.
putting that on the... If you're going to be a nufty and risk your life... do it for someone who wants to live a better life.
Yeah. Look, if you're going to be an idiot, do it for someone's benefit at least.
Good cause.
You mentioned you're going to check in with your kids on the Tide Pod Challenge.
Yes.
I've got this interesting story that is going around this week about how to talk like a Gen Z.
Gen Z?
Yeah. So this, I don't know how old your kids are. A Gen Zer would be turning 21 this year, apparently. So, you know, I guess from like teens, maybe.
Yep.
Could count as a Gen Z.
Yep. Well, I've got an early teen.
Yeah, right.
And her language is, most things are lit.
Ooh, I'm glad you mentioned that one.
You know, that's lit.
All right. So this is your Gen Z challenge, okay?
Yep.
I'll throw words at you. You tell me what they mean.
Okay, go for it. Hit me. Do I have to reveal how old I am and how much and what gen I am?
When are we going to stop naming these generations?
I don't know. Can I just say that one has just come out now, a new generation called the X, the millennials. X, they're called X millennials. Those in between Gen X and the millennials.
That's me.
And they I don't want to disrespect you, but you seem a bit older. They're saying 82. They seem between 30 and... Actually, you would be 30 and 45. Where do you sit in that belt?
Between what? 30 and 45?
Yeah, they're saying 30 and 45.
Yeah, I'm 35.
Yeah, so you're right in there. So you are that X... They call them X, either X-ennials or X-millennials, and they reckon there is a massive... You guys think quite differently than perhaps me and some of the other.
It's too late. Why didn't they find us 10 years ago?
I don't know. They weren't looking. They didn't see the value in you then.
I thought once, you know.
You've got more money now.
We've got more money now. Do we? Mm. Okay, interesting. Interesting. We could talk about generations. Or...
Yeah, so hit me with this list of things. See if I'm...
Define these words. Adulting.
Well, parent, being a parent. What is it?
It describes the actions that appear mature or grown up. There's a catch. Actual adults don't usually say adulting. So, you know, say, I brought the bins in tonight. I'm doing some real great adulting.
Yes, okay.
All right, so you knew that one.
Yep. Well, yeah, kind of.
This turns up a lot, and I may have to bleep it afterwards. AF.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I only learned this the other day from one of our co-workers here she's only 20,
mm-hmm.
21.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, what's this? Why is that everybody AFing?
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked it out. And, you know, for the rest of the day, I could not stop abstaining from saying AF on AF. Everything. AFing this
as,
coffee.
As F. F being the infamous F-bomb.
We don't have to say it. Yeah, the F-bomb.
Yeah. And, you'll see, like, AF, like, semi-legitimate news organizations will use that. Mm. In, you know, Facebook stories.
God.
You know, like,
really?
These pick, you know, like a BuzzFeed-y style thing, you know. Well, actually, they'll just even drop the full-blown F word.
Well, they're trying to connect in not such a vulgar way, but that's kind of cool to say, I guess.
Yeah, and it's not taboo, I don't think.
No, not yet. It's not the dictionary.
For the younger.
Not the dictionary. Oh, no.
We don't think it's taboo.
Oh, no.
But there's still
if my 10-year-old said it, I'd be pretty dark. I'd be pretty dark on him.
Yeah, that's
I'd be dark AF.
Oh, man, you're getting the hang of that.
It.
All right. Basic.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't really.
No, what does it mean?
It's an insult, apparently. Like, I might say, you know, someone might say to me, man, the way you, like, match your, the way you match your shoes with your pants, it looks terrible. This is a basic outfit.
What? How dare they?
I'm quoting verbatim what someone told me.
That's pretty hurtful. That happened about 10 minutes ago.
And it was you. Can't even.
Yes, got that one, yeah. My daughter's, I can't even. Yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, it's I can't even believe it or I can't even handle it, but you're just dropping the last half of the sentence.
Yeah, so you can whack anything on any of that. Can I throw one at you?
Yeah.
My daughter does a lot of this at the moment. And that's not even, you can't even write that down. It's just
not a word.
Yeah, when something is just off.
Okay.
They're just giving you the pre-vomit, the gag.
Okay.
It's not even a sentence. It's just yeah.
All right. See, my kid is a bit younger, so I've got all this stuff to look forward to when he starts doing a vomit sound effect.
But he won't be doing it. There will just be holograms of that stuff, or it'll appear above his head. You won't be talking, by the way. There'll just be mind communication. You'll have a little thing behind your ear that talks to your brain, and no one will be talking around the dinner table. There'll just be images of what you're all thinking, and perhaps and in and out of, you know.
Yeah.
I'm blue sky mining there, but that's painted, by the way. So if this goes anywhere, that's my idea.
You own that. I've got that one. Yeah. All right. There will be legal action if we see that pop up somewhere else. Okay. Have you heard your kids using the word extra in a funny way?
Not really.
It means you're trying too hard, but in a bad way. They give an example here. Hey, this is what a Gen Zer might say. Hey, calling Becky last night after you texted her, that was so extra. It means, I guess, you know, like you've gone over the top. You've gone over the top,
wow.
mate.
Hand me some gum.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's what we think of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fam, we all know what that is.
Yeah,
that's
fam.
Not a new one.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what's cocky about these kids. They think, you know, this is my fam, but, you know, yo, dad, you can't use that word when they don't even realise that word's been used for decades.
I keep interrupting because your list is golden. Can I add one to it that I hear? Goals.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's either goals in a positive sense or goals in a negative sense, depending on what you're referring to. So you'll just go goals, like if someone you see is just a drop kick or, you know, looks like a loser, their goals are very low. But if you as a person are doing, or you look great and you go, oh, goals, you know, that you're hitting it. So it's an inflection of the goals. And just one more.
That's irony, right? Like
I don't know, because irony is a funny word and I don't like to bandy it around loosely like people do in songs. But I don't know if it is. But, yeah, perhaps it is. And one more before I know I'm taking over here. But another one my daughter often says is I forgot. No, that's not what she says. But I was so intent on remembering. I forgot. Oh, my bae.
Oh, okay, yes, yes.
And she says, my bae. Oh, they're not in my bae. And I'm going, who's bae? And she's like, they're not in my bae. I go, they're not in your bae. Oh, okay.
And your parking bae?
No, it's kind of referring to that. So part of your squad, which is how they talk, is part of your bae. So your parking bae might be the bae where everyone pulls their boats up. And
really?
So if you're, yeah. So
but it's spelled BAE.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but, no, BAY.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, they're not in my bae. And I go, oh, okay, so they're not part of my squad.
Oh, okay.
But see, I may have interpreted that completely wrong. So,
Look, the thing with language in 2018 is that there's no rules, so we can't be wrong.
Oh, good. I'm relieved.
We can't be wrong. Let me whiz through a couple of these last ones. Sorry. Hey, I'm just going to mention this one because the definition is more funny than the word. Apparently, finessed is a word that gets used a lot by Gen Zers.
Yep.
The definition here is that is the new on fleek, which is even more more confusing.
On fleek, yes. Well, that was a couple of years ago. Okay. That's so 2015, 2016 on fleek. Yeah, my hair's on fleek.
Okay.
Really? Let's put it out.
Yeah. Fire, we know what that is. Lit, you said that before.
Yeah.
I dropped this one inadvertently before. Gucci. You can say something's Gucci that's not even like Gucci.
Oh, really?
Literally. That just means it's good.
Gucci. Oh, yeah. Gucci.
All right. Salty. Do you know what salty is?
Is that a bit tersey? Is that a bit... Is like, are you throwing some shade my way? Is that where it comes from? Like,
yeah, you're good at these. When someone's angry, upset, or
salty, yeah, that makes sense.
DMs,
deep and meaningful, yeah. Yep.
I think it's direct messages.
Oh, is it? Well, I'm a kid of the 80s.
The way you would use DMs is you would people would talk about sliding into someone's DMs.
Oh, what? I like
that. Sounds
bad.
It's more innocent than I think.
No, I like that phrasing.
You're sliding into DMs. So on social media, you can broadcast to the world or you can send a message to in a private way. Like most platforms will have a private function where you can just send it. That's the direct message. DMs. So to slide into someone's DMs,
Well, you're interrupting, aren't you? If it's a direct, or is it a personal message or a closed
forum? I think it's like a bit of a flirty thing, you know?
Oh, wow. God. Gee, the world's changed. Thanks for that. I feel well informed.